"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Mark Thompson here for John Cobell. I've mentioned before, John is a pal off the air. We vacationed together in Morocco. It was one of the great vacations of my life. And one of the reasons it was such a great vacation is because John was so cool. So on and off, love our John Cobell. We don't agree on everything, although we agree on many more things than you might think. I really enjoy him so much. Anyway, it's great to be here, and we've got quite the show. We will touch on the Oscars. Steve Gregory is going to be backstage again. I think it's his 23rd year at the Oscars. And we'll also talk Oscars with a guy who's in front of the camera a lot, Sam Rubin from KTLA. We will talk about the president's speech last night, Biden with his State of the Union, and the GOP response. Boy, in both cases, there was an over-the-top aspect to both. You'll grant me that. So Alex Michelson from Fox 11, he'll be here in the next hour. But now, something that really is a sign of the times, I think. And this Beverly Hills Unified School District had something confronting them that was going to come up anyway. But boy, it came up in an ugly way. It came up when a handful of students using AI and technologies related put together it's a porn video that they put a student's face in. And it was so believable that it was really intensely disturbing. And it circulated among the student body and you end up with real damage. I mean, psychological damage being done. I mean, reputational damage being done. So what to do with those kids? I mean, they're in eighth grade, okay? So you have really confronting two different aspects to this. Their youth, and also this technology, which is now in the hands of the youth, and increasingly it could be an issue. So in other words, you can't just give them a slap on the wrist, because you have to send a message. So what was done, and how was it done? Chris Adler's on the line from KFI News. Chris, hi.
Hey, Mark, how's it going? Happy Friday.
Friday to you. This is a wild story. I mean, but as I say, the technology's out there now. We're going to confront this more and more, I think.
Right. And like you mentioned, this is something that was going to come up no matter what we're facing. We're seeing the AI problems. We've seen it with Taylor Swift with those nude photos that were circulating. We've seen it happen with other celebrities. And now middle schoolers have gotten their hands on it. And as we reported just a few weeks ago, these students superimposed actual students of Beverly Crest Middle School. They actually took students who were at this middle school, their faces, superimposed them on nude bodies, and then they spread those photos around campus.
So it was more than one student, Chris? It was not
right.
just one?
It was five students that were egregiously involved, as the school board put it, egregiously involved students. So there may have been other students, Mark, that had their hands in on this, but these five students who have now been expelled were the ones that were the primary people involved. Here.
But what so I was asking was the victim, was it just a single victim?
16 of them, Mark.
Okay.
So
they took 16 different people, they superimposed them in one way or another on these various pornographic images and circulated them.
Yes, and I'm sorry, that was at Beverly Vista Middle School in Beverly Hills. So this was 16 students that actually go to the school that had their faces put onto nude bodies. Five students were the perpetrators, so to speak, and they were the ones who created these images and spread these photos around campus. And the school board, when they had their meeting on Wednesday, they said that they were going to expel these students, and we're seeing now that they have been officially expelled. So they have been kicked out of the school now, Mark.
What then happens? There's no appeal. I think the family has to acknowledge this. What I was reading suggested that essentially they are pleading. I mean, this is not a legal proceeding per se, but they are essentially pleading guilty. In other words, understanding that they're culpable for these things. And is there a chance then that they can rematriculate, come back to the school, or can they return to the school district?
Well, from what we're hearing, they may be able to return to the school district, but they are not allowed to return to this school per se, this exact school. And as you mentioned, there is not a legal proceeding going on right now. But I spoke with an attorney earlier today, and he said if the parents of the students who were victimized in this case wanted to, they could essentially go after the parents of the students who superimposed these photos and put these photos on these nude bodies and spread that around. They could go after the parents. What that would look like, it's hard to say. They are minors, and so it can't really go after the students themselves, but they're saying they want to hold the parents accountable. And the district is saying with parents, they really need to be more involved in what their kids are doing, monitor their devices, talk to their students, because we're seeing more and more now, Mark, that parents are being held accountable for things that their children are doing. And that's what the district is pushing for, is saying, the parents really have an important role to play here, and they need to be more hands-on.
I mean, two things. First of all, when you say go after them, you're talking about legally or in some hold them criminally liable.
Yes.
Right. But also, you're never going to have your kids say, hey, mom and dad, check this out. I can put Susie's face on this porno. I mean, that just, you're never going to have that.
Right.
Yeah. Right. So
I know. But that's where it comes, it's just trying to have those conversations with the children and being involved. And they're just saying parents need to be more involved and try to be. It's hard, Mark. Like, you can't always be on top of everything with your kids. It's very difficult. I'm a parent. I understand that. But they're saying that the parents do have a role here. And so if there were legal, consequences, they're probably going to go after the parents. Going after the school would be a little bit of a weaker argument as opposed to the parents, according to the attorney I spoke with today.
Well, it's interesting. And it's, as we've said, the first of what I suspect will be some version of these issues that will continue to crop up, maybe not in this school district, but probably in this school district. It has to be dealt with firmly and intensely, and it seems as though expelling these kids is the right move, and that's the move that was taken. Thanks so much, Chris Adler. Thank you for joining us.
You got it.
Yep. Good weekend. You just can't mess around with this. There is real exposure. I mean, the days of somebody tagging a locker, those days are over. Now it's this kind of thing, and the AI is so extraordinarily sophisticated now, and it's accessible on a very basic level. So this AI, I mean, these AI tools that they used, it can clone these lifelike images quickly. I mean, it doesn't take long. They can hatch these videos in, under a half hour sometimes. So that was what happened, and the actions taken by the school district made a lot of sense. It's the John Cobalt Show. Mark Thompson sitting in for John. Again, bottom of the hour, we'll be joined by Steve Gregory. He's working on a true crime case, which is sort of what I associate him with. And when I bumped into him in the hallway, I said, they tell me we're talking to you about the Oscars because you're going to be backstage at the Oscars. I just don't think of you that way. I think of you like murder, detectives, you know, grizzled vets who are involved in investigations and law enforcement. He said, buddy, I've been at the Oscars for 22 years, and I literally did not know that. So this is great. Looking forward to talking to him. And I mentioned Alex from Fox 11, Sam Rubin. A lot of people will be stopping through. John Cobalt Show, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're all very excited around the John Cobalt Show. Mark Thompson sitting in because, well, I don't need to tell you. I mean, it's in the air. Romance. Rupert Murdoch is engaged again, everybody. It's exciting. He is tying the knot with Elena Zhukova. Murdoch, 92, is engaged to Zhukova, who is a retired molecular biologist. Now, you can't, I know you're thinking it, I'll just say it, you can't really retire from microbiology. I mean, you're in it. It's like, you know, once a Marine, always a Marine. Once a microbiologist, it's in you forever. She's going to continue to molecularly biologize on into their marriage. She's 67. He's 92, as mentioned. They're going to get married in June. I know what you're thinking. Come on. Fifth marriage. I'm thinking the opposite. This is what you have to do sometimes. You've got to run it out a few times before you find the magic person. He divorced Jerry Hall, the ex-wife of Mick Jagger, of course, in 2022. He got engaged to Ann Leslie Smith. She was the retired dental hygienist, and he broke that off suddenly, I'll remind you. That was the spring of last year. His third wife, Wendy, she's the one who hooked him up with Ms. Zhukova. Zhukova, again, Elena Zhukova. Now, I will say this. When they say she met him through Wendy Dang, the third wife, it's possible he didn't get hooked up through Wendy. I mean, they might have just met, if you see what I mean, in the circle of Wendy Dang, and yet Wendy Dang is mentioned as the person that Rupert met her through. Anyway, she's a distinguished molecular biologist. She went to UCLA. She came to the U.S. And I'm telling you all this because I know you want to send a card. So I just want you to know the couple before you send it. She came to the United States from Moscow toward the end of the Soviet Union there. And her ex-husband, Alexander Zhukov, became a billionaire energy investor. So this isn't her first time around a billionaire. Her daughter is a prominent philanthropist and an entrepreneur. She was married to the Russian oligarch Roman Abramovich. So you can see the constellation of super yachts that all of them hang out around. Murdoch confirming that invitations to the wedding have already gone out. Yeah, let's get this thing moving before the guy changes his mind. It's going to be held at Rupert Murdoch's California vineyard and estate. Got to be great to have a vineyard and an estate, you know? If for no other reason, that's a convenient place to hold a wedding. Anyway, very excited for the Murdochs. I don't know the Murdochs. I've met Rupert Murdoch a couple of times, and I worked with his daughter at Fox, actually, at Fox 11. She was told to sort of go learn the TV business before she was to really be a part of News Corp. And she did. She was very nice. I think I'd be very nice if I had that kind of backing, but she went on to be a very successful producer as well. So in any case, Rupert and Elena, will be married this summer. It's something special. There was a guy who did something extraordinary related to COVID, and I have to share it with you. There's so much talk about the vaccine, how effective it was, did it produce effects of one sort or another? You know, you have the whole anti-vax movement that is still very alive. You have now an anti-vax movement associated with other things. It's spilled over, right, into measles vaccines and other vaccines that we sort of took for granted. Now they've got enough momentum behind them that measles has reemerged as an issue, particularly in pockets of Florida. Well, there was a guy who got not only all the COVID-19 vax shots you're supposed to get, but he got 213 COVID-19 shots in less than a year. What happens to the immune system when you get 213 COVID shots in a year? This is published in the journal Lancet Infectious Diseases, and they outline this case. They call it hypervaccination. And it's incredibly surprising that anybody would get 213 COVID-19 vaccines. But apart from that, to me, this is the amazing fact. This 62-year-old man from Magdeburg, Germany, did not have any adverse health effects. He got 213 COVID vaccine shots in less than a year and reported no adverse health effects. The man got his first COVID vaccine in June of 2021, got 16 more that year. Then in 2022, he got 48 shots in January and 34 in February. This guy's knocking down double doses of the shot every day. Around that time in February, the German Red Cross staff members in Dresden got suspicious. They issued a warning to other vax centers, encouraging them to call the cops if they saw this guy. Then in March, he was detained in a vaccination center in Ellenberg by cops who suspected him of selling vaccination cards to third parties. So he might have been involved in the whole thing for reasons involving money. The researchers had read about the man in the news. They reached out to him in May of 2022. He agreed to give them medical information. At least, you know, you could get something from this, even if their whole thing was an enterprise for money. They could get blood and saliva samples. And by that point, he was 213 shots in. He later got four more against the researcher's medical advice. And the man did not report any vaccine-related side effects. He has not had a COVID infection. And it is a remarkable outlier in this world of, should I get a fourth vaccine? Should I get a booster or whatever? The research is ongoing, and he continues to be a specimen that is watched. When we come back, it is Steve Gregory who joins us with two stories. One, on brand for him, the true crime. The second, it's the glammed up Steve Gregory, backstage at the Oscars. That's where he will be. And it's not his first rodeo. He's been there 22 times before. Deborah, have you ever been to the Oscars?
I have not.
Because you have a kind of Oscars life, if I can say that.
I do?
Yeah, I see you as a glam figure. Maybe I'm just wistfully at your life, which seems to be so good.
You know, people here exaggerate my life, especially people that don't really know me. I'm just going to throw that out. But I do love a good life. I love to travel. I love clothes. I'm not afraid to admit that.
Yeah.
And I love watching the Oscars because I love to see what everybody wears.
Yeah.
So maybe you're getting that vibe.
That might be it. I see you as the, I'll put it this way. In this universe of KFI and iHeart,
You
are the glammiest. Not in an ostentatious way.
No, I appreciate that.
Yeah, just
Thank
the
you.
Most.
Yeah. I know, I feel very judged around here sometimes, but you know what? I don't care. I really don't. I don't. People like to point out, you're in radio. Why are you always dressing up? I dress up because I like it.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists. Like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's LEESA.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Steve Gregory's in studio with us. We'll talk about the Oscars and also another story he's working on involving the cops. But on Fridays, I've noticed that when I come in, Nate, this is something, you know, I don't come in on Fridays often, but there are a lot of parking spaces available. So there's kind of an iHeart understanding that Friday's sort of an optional.
What started out as a medical necessity from the pandemic is now turned into a perk.
I see.
Yeah. So that's kind of where it's at now.
Look, things are still pumping. So, yeah, you know, maybe clearly you can do all these jobs from wherever these people are.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's a lot easier to find a spot on a Friday than it is the rest of the time. So tell me what's happening with you. You've got I think of you with LAPD. I think of you with law enforcement. I think of you with lengthy murder investigations, with cold cases, your podcast, all of this stuff. I mean, it's helped burnish the image of Steve Gregory in my mind as a grizzled veteran reporter.
Well, I was doing a lot of that when I was at used to be Clear Channel in Phoenix before we became iHeart. So I was doing very similar stuff there. But believe it or not, 75% to 80% of my time in Arizona was immigration reporting.
Of course.
So I spent most of my time at the border. So I became pretty embedded with the Border Patrol quite often. So I spent a lot of time down there. And actually, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed covering, I've always enjoyed covering immigration. It's just a fascinating, fascinating topic.
And plus, there's so many facets to it. I know you were, you know, in other words, detention centers and reaching the border, et cetera.
One of the only stories I've ever covered that has more than two sides to it.
Mm.
There's no clear two sides to this. You know, that's got more than two sides to it. So it's fascinating to me. I've been covering the Oscars. This would be my 22nd year.
This is what I didn't know, that there's a glamorous side to that Steve Gregory.
Well, in fact, one year while I was here, I was at the border on a Saturday and then backstage at the Oscars on Sunday.
That's just the best. It's just the best. So when you're backstage at the Oscars, just in general, looking back over those 22 years, like what might surprise us?
Well,
what do you notice?
For me, the best stuff happens backstage because that's when you know who the winner is. They come back there. They usually had a couple drinks because when they've been given their trophy, which, by the way, is a blank trophy because their trophy isn't engraved until the governor's ball later. So they're all given a dummy trophy.
But by the end of the night, you're saying that it is engraved
at the governor's? It is engraved at the governor's ball.
Okay, so by the time they leave to go home,
it'll be personalized. Okay. Yeah, it'll be personalized. So what happens is that when you see them walk off stage, they're actually going to, they're going through this gauntlet of one-on-one rooms, what they call one-on-one rooms. That's when you when you look at E.T. or the Today Show, they've got little tiny booths set up and then they stop there and then go back and forth and they do a touch up on their hair and makeup and all this other stuff. And then they make it to the photo room. And then that is just a barrage of photographers and light bulbs and everything going off. And they just do that bunch of step and repeat stuff there. And then they'll come to the interview room and that's where I'm at. And they'll give us like an auction number at our table. And then we stand up and hold our number up. And then there's a moderator in the room, and the moderator just walks around and randomly picks numbers.
Oh, so there's a lot of power to the moderator.
Oh, a lot of power to the moderator. And in fact, that question came up during the walkthrough yesterday because we do a walkthrough just to see what the logistics and setup are because there's a younger generation now in charge of everything. So things have changed a little bit since I first started going. I first started going to the Oscars, It would alternate between Dorothy Chandler Pavilion and Shrine. So it would be there one year and the next year, and then they'd go back and forth for years until the Kodak Theater was built, which is what we know now as the Dolby Theater. And the Kodak Theater was built in partnership with the Academy because that was going to be the permanent home of the Oscars. So things have changed. And now logistics have changed over the years. Rules have changed. And it's just very interesting to watch how it's evolved over the years.
So your connection with that person who's kind of the moderator, who's choreographing all the Q&A, that's very important.
Well, I've learned now when to ask my question or when to try to ask a question and when not to try to ask a question.
Like, when would you not want to ask?
I don't want to tell.
Oh, you got the real. These are real insider tricks. Yeah, I love this.
Yes, I don't. I'm not.
This is the master class in how to cover the Oscars, isn't it?
So, do you know Aroxia Karpathian over at Fox 11?
Sure.
Yeah. So, Aroxia was my intern for about a year.
Okay.
So she had gone to a couple awards things with me, and one of them was actually at the TV Academy when they were celebrating Boston Legal, the cast of Boston Legal. And I did something there, showed her a trick that she said, oh, my God, I can't believe you swung an interview with William Shatner and James Spader at the same time. And I said, there's a trick to it. And so I told her how to do it. And then when we went to another award show, we turned right around and did it again with Patrick Dempsey and Peter Berg because they were doing a reunion for 30-something. And remember, Peter Berg was in the 30-something, but then he went on to become a big director.
Sure, of course.
So I said, well, you try it. And she did. And she said, oh, my God, it works.
This is the power of being in journalism and covering these things for that long. You know ways to do things.
And sometimes you do it and you piss people off. And I don't really care. You know?
Well, you've got to get the story. I mean, if it's just a question of ruffling a few feathers,
I'm
then it's
pissing off my colleagues. The artists.
Yeah. Hang out if you would, please, because I want to talk about LAPD. There's been a problem historically at LAPD, which is getting enough officers. I mean,
well, not historically. It wasn't a problem until 2020.
Okay, I'm sorry. So in recent history.
In recent history.
Yeah, you're right. Now things look to be changing potentially. Steve Gregory, if you want to get an interview, two interviews at the same time at the Oscars. He is the guy to ask about it, but I'm just saying he's not giving up the information right away. But I love that you're covering them again this year, and so you'll have all that stuff here on KFI and across the iHeart spectrum, I would think.
Yep.
All right, more with Steve Gregory about LAPD as we continue. Mark Thompson here for John Cobalt on KFI AM 640.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
John Cobalt not in today. I'll be back next week. It's cool to be at KFI and iHeart always. Steve Gregory, among those I have immense respect for at this facility or whatever you call this place.
Now, I revealed to you during the break, I did tell you the trick,
you did,
right?
And it's brilliant. It's utterly brilliant. Yeah. And I promise the secret is safe with me, but wow. I mean, if you missed it and you're just joining us, Steve is a veteran at the Oscars. He'll be backstage again for iHeart and for KFI. And he has a thing that he does that gives him access to stars, celebrities, luminaries of all sort. I mean, I assume it's you can directors, et cetera. You just told me a story about a director. And it's genius, but no one else knows it. And he does ruffle feathers among the rest of the press corps when he does it. But it gives iHeart access to some great, great stuff. So congratulations on that. Now to your other area of expertise, and that's policing and law enforcement. The LAPD, they, in recent history, and this is not just LAPD, this is in, I think it's in San Francisco too,
sure,
big cities in California, having trouble getting officers, getting people to apply to be an officer. It's getting harder and harder and harder. We still ask officers, in my view, to do so much. I mean, everything from being, psychiatrists to bouncers, you know, and it's so unfair. And so I think, and plus law enforcement now, they're being scrutinized in ways that they never were before, maybe appropriately so, but I'm just saying it's gotten even harder. As a result, applicants aren't in the great numbers that they used to be. Something has happened, and that's changed.
And that something is what Dominic Choi, now the interim chief of LAPD, is trying to figure out. I had a chance to, I caught up with him this morning at the most recent LAPD graduation. So this will have been the first graduation that Choi spoke at as the chief. So we got just a couple minutes with him, and we did a walk and talk. So he went from the traditional breakfast with the families over to the field where the recruits were at. And I asked him, I said, your numbers are looking pretty good here. And he goes, yeah, it's amazing. And he said, and just as last night, because when the story first came out, they were only quoting January numbers, but last night he got February numbers too. And they're up 75% over this time last year.
Wow.
So they're up over 1,200 applicants. And he said, what's encouraging is there's been a record number of people filling out what they call the multiple choice questionnaire or test, multiple choice test. That's sort of the first step in the formal process. And then as soon as they, because that's kind of the vetting screening process. You go through the multiple choice. If you pass that and you get the minimum grade there, then you can go start going into the formal vetting and testing process. And Chief Choi, he's like, I really want to know why. And he says, anecdotally, I'm thinking that the tide has changed. I'm thinking that the sentiment is starting to finally swing back the other way. The pendulum is swinging back. Because if you think about it, then I was talking to Captain Chris Zine, who is an officer in charge of training at the academy. And he and I talked this afternoon. And he says that one of the things that really helped bolster support was the buy-in from the new mayor, Karen Bass. She went out to visit a graduating class and walked through the whole process. And he says she left there with a completely different point of view about the LAPD than she had before. And he credits that for getting the additional funding and realizing how important, public safety is. Even though there are still a few on city council that are still anti-cop. But he said the mayor is very supportive and wants to make sure they get the funding. So there were right around 8,900 sworn officers, just a little higher than that, 8,900. They're budgeted now for about 9,000. But here's the weird thing. With the Olympics coming, the World Cup coming, the growth, he says they need about 12,500 officers to really satisfy this size of a city.
Wow. So that's going to take more money.
Way more money. But if you think about more people coming in, more revenue coming in theory, the tax base should be able to cover it, could be able to handle it, as long as you have a responsible government that's keeping an eye out on these things. But he was giving the comparisons to Chicago and New York and how small their surface area is of service compared to our surface area. LA's surface area is spread out and they have fewer officers.
Yeah, it's insane.
It is weird. And because LAPD is the third largest in the country.
Yeah, but look at as you suggest, the area that they're covering.
The area of service is much broader, much wider.
Yeah.
So they're having a lot of problems with that. But back to the recruitment issue. LAPD has been really working hard and spending money on recruitment, but then incentives have also been a big help. There's still that rental subsidy that they're offering. They're the cash, you know, cash bonus when they come on board. You know, the starting pay right now, you know, if you come in just right off the street with no college education, you got a high school education, and you're just coming off the street plain Jane, as it were, you're going to make around $80,000. That's not too bad.
No, but then that's without overtime.
And that there's going to be pension. There's going to be city benefits. There's going to be all of that in there. If you come in with a degree and you come in with other little, you know, skills, you get little bonuses based on that. So
it's interesting, just looking at some stats here. Since 2017, 430 LAPD officers have left the force during the first year and a half of duty. A significant number of officers join other agencies before they serve 10 years with LAPD. And the contract between the city and LAPD, or the union, the Los Angeles Police Protective League, is it, representing LAPD, it's now a factor in the coming deficit that could be $400 million. So, again, you then look to fiscal responsibility that you kind of hinted at there and overspending, this sort of thing. So it's interesting. This, I think it's an imperative that you have good policing. And yet, even as it's an imperative, it's buffeted by a bunch of other things, like, as you've said, you know, fiscal irresponsibility, overspending, new labor agreements. These are all things that will affect numbers, right?
And then every time, you're absolutely right. And but every time they go, you know, go back and ask for a raise or go back and ask for more money, then you've got, you know, tomorrow's scandal. Because right. LAPD, with the size of that organization, and you're talking about, you know, people, you're going to have issues. You're going to have personnel issues and problems. It's going to be a factor. And so it's hard sometimes to go back to the well and ask for more money when you've just had to pay out millions of dollars in a settlement. And politicians only see that, for instance. The same politicians that also really enjoy their security detail.
Right. No, of course that's true.
And want a security presence at city council meetings because they're afraid of the protests.
There's political opportunism around all of that stuff, right? When an incident goes down, you can, if you're, you know, anti big cop budget, you go for that. If you're pro big cop budget, you wait for another opportunity.
Sure.
Civil unrest, or as you suggest, the increased needs with the Olympics coming. I love that you mentioned those things coming in the next few years because we need many more cops.
And that's what they're thinking now. They're having to look down the line because this department is the only one in the, at least in the state, if not the Western U.S., that has 13 academies a year.
Wow.
13, every 28 days, it has another academy class. Every 28 days is a new class starting.
I took the simulator. You know that.
Yeah.
I did very well. Are they still talking about there a buzz about
I'm going to invite you something right now. I'm going to invite you to something that, but that's why I had to go down there today and do a meeting. Virtual reality training. I'm going to get you in on that. And we need to, because we're going to play reporters. We're going to play our roles.
Oh.
And we're going to go through a training scenario with them. We're going to do a civil unrest scenario and a mental illness crisis scenario.
I love it.
And we're going to play the reporters and then train these new officers on how to deal with us.
I love it. I love it. Bring it. I was fascinated.
So I'm going to, are you serious?
I'm absolutely sure.
I love we'll get Conway too.
My day with the cops was a great day.
Yeah.
I learned so much. So, all right, okay. Steve Gregory, Oscars and LAPD. Thank you for being
here.
You
got it, pal.
John Cobalt Show, Mark Thompson sitting at LX next. We'll talk politics with Alex Michelson from Fox 11. It's KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app.
Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health.
From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having seven kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.